and thank you for joining me today. This is Mindy McNeil, and I am joined in studio by Carolyn Joy of Joy Wine and Spirits. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, Mindy.
And Mark Despalmas from Bright Martin. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Carolyn has brought a nice red 2017, The Boatman, which we will discuss in a few minutes. But Mark, you have brought a butternut squash risotto. So it's a confit duck leg.
With a duck leg confit, and then it's got some frisée lettuce, some pickled apples, and microgreens on top as well.
Okay, and the pickled apples, I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting, because there's like a hard cider, allspice, and a clove. In the risotto, we've got some arborio rice, and then the duck leg. You all cure this for what, about?
We cure it for 48 hours in-house. After that, it's another 4 hours cooked in its own fat. That's technically what confit means, is cooked in its own fat. So we cure it for 24 hours, and then basically like cook it in its own fat for 4 hours to get it that real nice tender so it falls off the bone.
Okay, because Carolyn's brought the Boatman, and it's a 2017 from Papagani, is that?
Mm-hmm. Papagani Vineyards. Well, that's actually where the grapes are grown, but it's actually Brack Mountain Winery is who makes the wine. So they're sourcing their fruit from this old vineyard and this family that's been growing grapes in the area for a long time.
I do have a couple questions because you had sent over a description. We were talking, you know, we go back and forth. If for those of you who don't know, we kind of go back and forth on what's the food going to be, what's the wine going to be, and different things like that. And Carolyn, you had sent over a description and you had described it as a deep inky purple. So kind of interested in that, first of all.
Okay, so this is a really interesting grape because it's called Alicante Bouchette. And I always have for years wanted to say Alicante Boucher, but it's actually Bouchette. And there's not very much grown in the U.S. now, although it used to be grown. It was pretty prolific because during Prohibition, this grape is known to have hardy skins. So it could actually travel from California to New York during Prohibition, and bootleggers and home winemakers could then make wine during a time when they weren't supposed to. So it has a really interesting background. But then since Prohibition, you know, a lot of those vines have been pulled out, and there's very little of this actually grown. And this is the only one that I know of that's domestic that's in Colorado right now. So it's also an interesting grape because it's called tinturier, which means that actually the flesh on the inside of the grape is actually red. Because generally, if you ever look at a red grape or even a green grape, the flesh inside is white or clear, and you get the color just from the skins. But in this one, it's actually the flesh is red as well. And so when they make wine from this grape, they actually have to use their own barrels. They can't trade it with another wine or different barrels because it stains the barrel so much. Mindy mentioned earlier that, you know, we kind of go back and forth, but we changed things up a couple months ago because I was always choosing the wine after we had the dish. And when people go to a restaurant, they generally choose their wine first. And that, I don't know if that's changing or not now, but frequently, you know, you get your drinks first.
Yeah.
And so I thought it would be fun from here on out. And also I get to choose all these, you know, I have 1,200 different wines to choose from, or thousands of wines, really. But it would be fun to choose the wine first and then see what the restaurant comes up with.
And that's what we do at the restaurant as well. Like when I set up wine dinners at my restaurant, we taste all the wines and we go through and figure out which ones the chefs want to play with. And then that's how we pick the wines for the dinner. And then in their heads, while I'm tasting, like jotting down notes on the wine, they're jotting down notes in their head what they think food would pair with really well. So that's the same route we go at the restaurant. It's wine first and then into food.
And I think, you know, when I chose this wine, I wasn't really thinking wintry necessarily, or when I tasted it, I actually was thinking very springy, and because you could actually chill this wine a little bit, and it does have that brightness. It's called the Boatman, and it just says red wine, so you would think it'd be a blend, and it actually is a blend. 85% Alicante Bouchette, and then it's got Syrah and Cab and Merlot. I also chose it because red, there's like, I call it a red blend trend, which is hard to say, sort of, but red blends are actually the third most, you know, quote, varietal right now, according to Nielsen. And so a lot of people, they think actually that they're having a single varietal wine, like it might be labeled Cabernet. But in U.S. wine, we only have to have 75% of one varietal in order for it to be named that wine. So this is kind of fun because it's actually named as a red blend, which enables the winemaker to kind of change things every year, but it's actually could just be Alicante Bouchette.
Okay, so you get this description of this wine, and this is the risotto pops out, the butternut squash risotto.
Yeah, I mean, right away, risotto pairs really well with red wine in general. And then just having the butternut squash being like kind of the end of the real tail end of that season, it's fun to play with it right now. And then duck confit and red wine just pair so well together. Just like the richness of the duck pairs really well with the richness of the wine. I think it's delicious.
Yeah, and I like there is a little bit of acidity and brightness mm-hmm. there because you have bitterness in the greens, and then of course the duck and the fat right. and all the creaminess of the risotto and the squash also, so you need some stuff to cut through that.
Yeah, it's got the wine has great depth though for this dish, which is awesome. It was a really good pairing.
Well, you chose it, so thank you.
I do want to go back to this. You've got some duck leg in there, and could somebody order this if they wanted something without maybe the duck leg as well, or is that kind of?
Of course. Like on our next menu, we're gonna go back to our mushroom risotto that we had that was a huge hit before, and that's a vegetarian dish. But you can always add a protein if you want to. So we try to at least have a couple vegetarian dishes on our menu, okay. And the fact that we make it a dish that easily adds a protein, so that if you're looking for something more protein heavy, but still get those flavors of the vegetarian dish, you can.
Okay, great. Now, Carolyn, real quickly, the Boatman, are you going to be sampling this tonight?
We're going to be tasting this along with a couple other wines. I'm pretty sure that all of this wine is at least sustainably grown. Next month, hopefully, we're going to feature a natural wine because it's natural wine. We're going to have Natural Wine Week and Natural Wine Month, and that's something frequently that we do. You know, and every day I'm learning so much about just different growing practices and the importance of minimizing chemicals and pesticides and everything because of the impact on just the soil, basically. We don't have to talk about the environment at all. But we're going to be tasting this wine. I think it's really interesting. It's great for food, and it's just fun to try a varietal that I'm sure you have not had a domestic Alicante Bouchette recently.
I never have. I've never seen one until today.
Yeah, so it's really fun. And you know, I don't know how long this will be available because what's happening is they are tearing out these vines. There's only about 1,000 acres planted to this right now. And I found some really cool stuff online that was old vine, some information about these different vineyards. And unfortunately, they've torn out those vineyards because it just doesn't make sense, financial sense for people when they have these really, really old, you know, 100-year-old vines and they're only producing a little bit. You'd have to charge so much for the wine. So come in and try this and see what else we have. But very versatile, lots of fun. I don't know. That's just what wine should be. It shouldn't always be complicated.
That's okay. Now, Carolyn, you're on 6th and Marion, of course. And Mark, where is Bright Martin located?
We're on University between Exposition and Ohio.
Well, I'd like to say thank you both so much for stopping in. And 1, 2, 3, a nice little cling.
Cheers.
Cheers.